Track 13. As many of you will know by now, I love Dylan Thomas's memories of a childhood Christmas in Wales. I can't let Christmas go by without reading something from it, and this is, I think, my favourite piece. From Memories of Christmas by Dylan Thomas. All the Christmases roll down the hill towards the Welsh-speaking sea, like a snowball growing whiter and bigger and rounder, like a cold and headlong moon bundling down the sky that was our street. And they stop at the rim of the ice-edged, fish-freezing waves, and I plunge my hands in the snow and bring out whatever I can find. Now, out of that bright white snowball of Christmas gone, comes the stocking of stockings, that hung at the foot of the bed with the arm of a gollywog hanging over the top and small bells ringing in the toes. There was a company, gallant and scarlet, but never nice to taste, though I always tried when very young, of belted and busbied and musketed lead soldiers, so soon to lose their heads and legs in the wars on the kitchen table after the tea things, the mince pies, and the cakes that I helped to make by stoning the raisins and eating them had been cleared away. And a bag of moist and many-coloured jelly babies, and a folded flag, and a false nose, and a tram conductor's cap, and a machine that punched tickets and rang a bell. Never a catapult. Once by mistake that no one could explain, a little hatchet, and a rubber buffalo, or it may have been a horse, with a yellow head and haphazard legs, and a celluloid duck that made when you pressed it a most unduck-like noise, a mewing moo that an ambitious cat might make who wishes to be a cow, and a painting book, in which I could make the grass, the trees, the sea, and the animals any colour I pleased. And still, a dazzling sky-blue sheep, a-grazing in the red field, under a flight of rainbow-beaked and pea-green birds.